Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the first look at the sport this morning, here's Damien O'Mara.
Mary, good morning to you. Sports naming rights in the news across the week. Just to tie in with Petula's story before 7:30, Connacht Rugby have announced details of a 12-year agreement with the medical device manufacturer Dexcom, which will see the sports ground in Galway renamed the Dexcom Stadium with immediate effect. The province have also confirmed that building work on a new high-performance centre will begin in March, with the redevelopment of the stadium starting in the summer with the demolition of the Clan Terrace, which will then be replaced by a new north stand. The work means the venue will have a reduced capacity next season. So the first match of that new era takes place tonight in the final round of pool games in this season's Investec Champions Cup. Connacht will host Bristol, and despite having only one losing point from their three games in the competition, Connacht could still mathematically make the last 16. They would need to secure a bonus point win tonight and deny Bristol a losing bonus point. Leinster, Munster and Ulster will name their teams today ahead of their matches tomorrow. Ulster's game away to Harlequins and Munster's at home to Northampton will both feature on Saturday Sport. That programme begins on Radio 1 Extra from the earlier time of 1 o'clock. The Munster match is also live on RTE2 television. And breaking news overnight, as Porrick predicted yesterday, Australia have confirmed the appointment of Joe Smith as the new head coach of the Wallabies. He signed a new 2-year contract to replace Eddie Jones. The second round of the DP World Tour's Dubai Desert Classic is underway. The Irish golfer is just about to get underway. Padraig Harrington is just on course. He's one over. Tom McKibben will follow shortly from level par. Rory McIlroy tee off later on this morning from one under. Cameron Young leads on 7 under with 12 holes of his round played. At 5 under par, Shane Lowry is 5 shots behind the leaders Zach Johnson and Alex Noren after his opening round at the PGA Tour's American Express event in California, while a level par 72 sees Leona Maguire sit 7 shots off the lead at the LPGA Tour's Tournament of Champions in Florida. Now to hockey, where after defeat on penalties yesterday for the Irish women, Ireland's men today also face Spain with a place at the Paris Olympic Games at stake. The sides meet in the semi-finals of the FIH qualification tournament in Valencia, and as with the women's competition, the winner will reach the final and qualify for Paris. The loser will have the second chance, but only with victory in a third and fourth place playoff. Today's match pushes back at 11:30. There's coverage on the RTE News channel and also on the RTE Player. Cliona Sargent played over 200 games for Ireland and is with me. Cliona, morning to you.
Morning, how are you doing?
Thanks so much for being with us. Just, we'll chat about the men in a moment, but just on the women yesterday, a loss in a match which had so much at stake. How big now is the challenge of maybe even regrouping mentally ahead of playing GB in that third and fourth place playoff tomorrow?
Yeah, look, as hard as it is to forget the game against Spain, the bottom line is the end goal hasn't changed. This team want to qualify for the Olympics. So that needs to be their focus. They'll probably have allowed themselves a couple of hours to process all the emotions that come with losing such a big game. However, then the focus needs to completely shift to prepare for the GB game. They'll spend their time going through physical recovery processes. They'll analyse the Spanish game to see what lessons can be learned. And they'll review all of the previous GB games to assess their strengths and weaknesses and develop a game plan. So it'll be a busy 48 hours for that group.
Okay, that match will also feature on Saturday Sport here on Radio 1, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Mentioned there the men in action against Spain today. Spain 8th in the world, 4 places above Ireland. What chance do you give the lads of qualifying for Paris today?
Look, it'll be a tough game. As you mentioned, Spain are currently ranked 4th or 8th in the world, 4 places ahead of Ireland. They've come out of an 8-1 victory over Egypt. They've topped their group, so they're on a high at the moment. That being said, Ireland had a well-fought victory over Japan, where they showed not only their defensive abilities, but also their ability to go forward at speed. I believe it'll be a difficult game for Ireland and a big performance will be needed, but that's well within their capabilities.
Okay, Cliona, thanks so much. Enjoy the games. Thanks for being with us. In Gaelic games, the Monaghan goalkeeper Rory Began has been confirmed as one of 4 Irish-based participants in the upcoming NFL International Player Pathway. It's effectively a trial series aimed at trying to secure a contract in American football. A training camp will take place in Florida over a number of weeks starting next month before players then have trials in front of scouts in March. Wicklow's Mark Jackson and Down's Charlie Smith, both also goalkeepers, and the former Connacht rugby fullback Daryl Leader will all attempt to secure contracts as punters. The Australian Open in tennis continues in Melbourne. Men's 4th seed Jannik Sinner and 7th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas both recorded straight sets wins on day 6. In the women's singles, routine wins for 2nd seed Aryna Sabalenka and 4th seed Coco Gauff. And there is racing at home today, Anya, in Dundalk, the first of 8 are away from 4 o'clock.
OK, Damien, thank you, and we'll have more from you in an hour's time.